presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Marginal Revolution.
September 11, 1018 America, New York, the forthcoming rate of economic growth? With the current pace of development in AI and as demos turn into full-featured products and services, I can see the overall US GDP growth rising from recent AVG 2 to 3% to 20 plus percent in 10 years. This is a seismic shift, which is really hard to think and reason about.
Global economy.
September 11, 958 America, New York. Europe needs a more robust optical fiber supply chain, says Corning chief. Demand has surged over the past 3 years, driven by the rollout of 5G infrastructure.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
September 11, 9 o'clock America, New York. Democrats' effort to speed up energy project permitting faces more opposition. A growing number of lawmakers object to the proposal being tied to a must-pass spending bill.
BBC News Business.
September 11, 8 o'clock America, New York. Queen Elizabeth II. Trains to London likely to be extremely busy. Train travel in the morning period for the Queen is likely to be extremely busy, the rail operator warns.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
September 11, 7 o'clock America, New York. Nikola founder faces fraud trial over promises about electric trucks. Trevor Milton is accused of lying about his electric truck company's development of environmentally friendly technology.
New York Times Business.
September 11, 5 o'clock America, New York. So you wanted to get work done at the office? Some are nostalgic for the silence they had at home, especially since in-office perks, aimed at luring people back, can make it harder to concentrate.
Global economy.
September 11, 4 o'clock America, New York. Did U.S. inflation ease again in August? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Marginal Revolution.
September 11, 1:30 America, New York, the new Brian Kaplan book. The title has attracted a lot of attention and controversy. It is Don't Be a Feminist, Essays on Genuine Justice, description here. Brian writes a letter to his daughter, telling her not to be a feminist.
Global economy. September 11, 0:00 America, New York, China makes more than $30 billion in emergency loans. New data show Beijing emerging as formidable competitor of Western-led IMF.
New York Times Business.
September 10, 14:38 America, New York, Billy McFarland is out of jail and ready for his next move. 5 years after the Fyre Festival, the convicted fraudster is planning a comeback. Billy McFarland, who now lives in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Marginal Revolution.
September 10, 14:15 America, New York, 2022 is the year of AI? That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one excerpt. But the benefits of AI do not accrue only to those in the technology sector. AI makes many goods and services cheaper, and that in turn benefits the poor and disadvantaged.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 10, 1402 America, New York. Are Chinese nationalists woke? Obviously not, but it's worth considering why they are not. In America today, the woke are mostly known for two characteristics. 1. Concern for the disadvantaged. 2.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 10, 1005 America, New York, the business of human rights. Did you know that 51% of the world's top revenue-generating bodies are private corporations? There is no doubt that companies have the potential to generate investment, employment, and economic growth, and can play an essential role in poverty reduction, promoting respect for the law and democratic processes.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
September 10, 9 o'clock America, New York. Apple's medications reminder is coming in iOS 16. Here's how to use it. An Apple Health app update, due Monday, will nudge you to take your pills when it's time. New York Times Business.
September 10, 8:15 America, New York. Wall Street's favorite sport is a failing business. Tennis may appear to be on a roll, with exciting young players and record ratings. But if it were a company, activist shareholders would have already called for a restructuring. Casper Ruud during his semifinal victory at the U.S.
Daily FX Market News.
September 10, 023 America, New York. Check S&P 500 historical averages against current issues. Dollar wobble at decade highs. This past week ended with a correction to significant market moves. A rebound in risk assets led by the S&P 500 and a slip from the US dollar pushing a multi-decade high. The expectations of historical averages will charge serious anticipation, but our current conditions can result in substantially different market developments.
BBC News Business.
September 9, 1732 America, New York, energy price cap. Questions firms need answers to. Firms will get energy price support for 6 months, but they say many questions remain unanswered.
BBC News Business.
September 9, 1419 America, New York, smart motorways, lack of hard shoulder contributed to death, coroner. Nargis Begum, from Sheffield, died after her car broke down on the M1 and was hit by another vehicle.